So, it's good. So far, so good. It's still a complete mystery to me, and I think to anybody who spends time with it, how this works. Have any of you fathomed out how this works? It's mysterious, isn't it? Because there's lot. It sounds like lots of other things, and it. You know, we can all find examples of other teachers and teachings and things which seem to be suggesting more or less the same thing, and yet we've all read those different things probably, or we've heard similar things. I certainly have, and yet there's something about this that has the ability to kind of get past the guards at the door, slip under the radar, and that's really what it's about. It's getting touching that within you, which is behind the thinking mind, the thinking mode of experience, and somehow it gets activated. And once it gets activated, in a sense, it's not that it wasn't activated before, it's like you become conscious of the fact that it's activated. You make a connection somewhere that you hadn't made before, and it reorients you by itself without you needing to do anything. And it's one of those things that, as you will find, those of you who start sharing this, it's quite difficult to tell people ahead of time what they can expect. You know, and people will want to know sometimes, well, you know, what's the benefit and what's going to happen and what's the point of me learning this and so on. Partly it's difficult because it's so individual. You don't know how a person's going to experience it, but also because whatever. Let's say whatever tangible benefits or effects a person has, they're in the realm of form. So the experiences that people have, the changes in life circumstance and feeling state and so on, all of that's in the realm of form. But what we're actually talking about is that which is in the formless. Talking about that from which the form arises. So again, we're not addressing directly any of the main reasons why someone would get interested in this. We're actually not addressing them. Any of the main things, you know, if you were working as a three principles consultant or facilitator or whatever, any of the reasons that a person would consult with you, we're not going to address those. We deliberately don't do that because that's in the world of form. And what we're likely to do is just add more thought to an area of life where the person's already got too much thought. Whereas what we want to do, remember that story about Saul Rosenblatt going to to get the conflict resolution. See, what they were craftily doing there was taking their mind off the problem. Because he could see the moment they walked through the door, these guys came in with a lot of thinking about what the problem was and what needed to be solved and so on and so on. And the last thing you want to do is to add more thought to that, whether it's your own or the person's. So you find some creative way to move the person's thinking temporarily somewhere else. Get them thinking about something pleasant.
When you've got to remember a certain name, you think, oh, you're doing a crossword or.
Yeah. And you're racking your brains to try and get it.
Why
Yeah.
don't I just rack myself to death?
Yeah.
Just, no, the world isn't going to end if I don't remember that person's name or the thing.
Yes. And eventually you realize that and you just say, okay, I'm just going to forget about it for a while. Think about something else. Make a cup of tea, do whatever you do, and what happens? It comes to you.
That's not. Conscious thought. It's a trick.
Yeah.
It takes quite a lot of those experiences of it coming
to
back to life somewhere in the
yeah
hard drive there.
just to remember that that's what works.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we all know it. Yeah, we've all had experiences like that, losing your keys and then searching and driving yourself crazy with thoughts of where you know that it should be there because you always leave it there. And then when you finally let it go, it comes to you. Yeah. And these everyday examples, these are good things to remind people of. You know, when you're introducing the principles to people, that's something anybody can relate to. Like struggling to remember some name or something, or struggling to remember where you left your car keys or something of that kind. Everybody's had an experience like that. And everybody's had the experience of letting it go, and then suddenly it pops into your head out of nowhere when you're not thinking about it. That's the crucial thing to point out to people. It's when you stop thinking about it that it came to you. And what that does, you're setting up the conversation then to look at the value, if you like, the value of not having stuff on your mind, the value of not overthinking something, and the value of creating a space in your thinking where another kind of wisdom or another kind of knowing, whatever you want to call it, can come in and help you out, which it wants to do. That's its nature. It wants to help you out every moment. Yeah. So I thought would be fun this weekend, I said at the beginning, I thought it would be interesting to get you guys to do some little bits of play together, let's call it that, and then we can use that. It'll generate some material, if you like, for the rest of the weekend as well. But it'll also, I think, part of the purpose of it is to get you to, as I say, exercise the muscle a little bit, the muscles of listening and sharing, and also in the sharing of what you know, you get to see and hear what you know as well. It's funny how sometimes in the act of working with someone else, if you're going to be effective at sharing this with someone else, then again, it's where you share it from that really counts, more than what you say or how you language it, or those kind of things are secondary. You'll know what to say when you're in the right place inside yourself. So that's really what we're practicing. Even though there's an outward form, I'll give you some kind of a vague exercise, that's just the outer form. What we're really practicing is connecting with that place within ourself that we all know is the place where wisdom comes, where we just know what's right. Okay, so by exercising that muscle, we get used to it. As Sharon says, it can feel a bit unfamiliar sometimes. Feel a bit if it's not the place where we've been abiding, yeah. Then it does take a little while to settle into it and to really trust that deeper knowing can not only take care of the important big things, but it can also take care of the little details too, which it can. Yeah. So we've got 2, 4, 6, 8. We've got 10, including Debbie. So we can what we can do. We'll do let's do one first of all. I'm gonna pull Debbie out. She's gonna help me out, and then we're gonna have 3 groups of 3. So let's do that first. Assemble yourself into 3 groups of 3, so you can put your chairs in a huddle of 3. If you want to move, you can. If you want to stay close to who you're already with, that's okay. We're gonna keep them fairly short and snappy, these, so you don't get too lost in thought. Come and join me, Debbie. Yeah? We're gonna monitor them, make sure they're doing it right. Okay. So first one we're gonna do. Let's call it. We're gonna call it seeing the well-being. Okay, seeing the well-being, or we could call it listening. The well-being, whichever you like, because you're going to be using both simultaneously. Okay, so there's 3 of you, and we're going to rotate around, and it'll be about 5 minutes each. So one of you is going to talk about, you could talk about some area of life which in the past that you've experienced has maybe been a little bit difficult, or something that you've struggled with, or that you've maybe that is still a bit on your mind now that you're not sure about. It could be, how the hell am I going to teach 3 principles? Or, I don't know, it could be anything, okay? Just something that you've struggled with a little bit and you've maybe not yet come to a resolution about it or whatever. And if you're not even, if you can't think of anything, you could just make something up. It's just an exercise, okay? So you could role play somebody else who you know who's struggling with something, right? If you know someone who's got a struggle, you could take step in their shoes and just pretend to be them, all right? Person who's sitting opposite you, let's supposing this person who's got this issue, this problem, this struggle, they've come to you for help. But as a three principle facilitator, you know that the best help that you can give is what?
Listen. Wait and listen.
Wait, listen, and what's going
to
be the most?
Point them back to
themselves.
Say again? Point them back.
Point them back to themselves so that they can
feel
and access their own wisdom. Yeah? So even though they might be asking you, well, what do you do? And you could do this as part of your role play if you want. You could try and trick them into giving you some good advice. Okay, but what you want to do as facilitator is to stay out of that mode. Don't give any advice, okay? Or at least catch yourself if you're falling into advice giving mode. And in fact, your job is not to help at all. So you're not here to help the person find a solution or anything of that kind. Your job is to be a really, really good listener and to look through the eyes from which you can see this person already has the answers they need. They've already got the wisdom, they've already got the well-being. So I want you to look from those eyes. And if you don't know how to do that, just pretend that you do. So you can role-play that as well. Okay? Just look through the eyes of that. This person already knows. Even though right now it sounds like they've forgotten, I know that they know. So you're listening, but you're listening and you're looking from that perspective. Can you do that? Yes?
Maybe.
Okay. The third person job, what you're going to do, you're going to watch the interaction. Okay. Now, if at some point you feel that the facilitator has fallen into some kind of helping, advice-giving mode, you can press pause. All right? Or if you just see something that comes to you insightfully, because there's no spotlight on you, the third person's got the easy job in a way, there's no pressure on you, you can just sit and watch. You might see something that neither of the other two are seeing. So at any point, you can press pause and say, can I offer something here? And if it's coming from this place, you can just bring it into the conversation. Otherwise, just keep quiet, and at the end, you can give some feedback on what you saw. Okay? I'm going to time it 5 minutes. Any questions? You can't get this wrong. There's no right or wrong. It's just play with it. It's just something to play with, okay? So I'll give you 5 minutes each. You can elect between you who's going
to
go first. One person can talk from your own experience or make something up. Okay, get started. And we're going
to
come around and eavesdrop.